Radio Sherwood, la migliore alternativa.
Nice. Well, this is Indica, and here we have Julie Pringle with us, just before the live show. Well, introduce yourself to the audience.
So, I'm a musician and a singer from Ukraine, Julie Pringle.
Nice. Where exactly from Ukraine?
Well, I live in Kiev, but I was born in Kerch, which is in Crimea.
Okay, then. So, do you speak Russian as a mother tongue?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But I also know Ukrainian.
Yeah. And English.
Yes.
Well, let's start with the questions. Well, what are the cultural references that inspire you on the topics of your music?
Well, mostly it's my emotional experiences. I have one song which I wrote after I had a fight with my friend, or one song I wrote after I had a not nice situation with a racist person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But in Ukraine, or...?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, really?
Yes.
Oh.
So you can find these people everywhere.
Yeah, it's true, but you know, you are Ukrainian, you're at home.
No, he was not offending me. He was offending me because I am tolerant to any, you know, color
okay,
of
then.
Skin.
Yeah.
And he was like a real white skin color nationalist, I don't know.
Okay.
So he was offending me because I am not a racist. Yes, not a racist.
Okay, there. Yeah.
So, and I wrote a song against racism.
So it's more daily life in your song than, for example, recalls to your cultural background or stuff like this.
I think so.
Okay then. Yeah. No. It's nice. It's a new point of view, by the way. Well, another question is, what does that sense of loneliness that I personally perceived come from, and that you speak out when you when you play and sing your songs?
Wait, what?
Well, okay, I can repeat.
Yes.
Well, personally, I perceived kind of a sense of loneliness that, or maybe that sense of traveling life, for example.
Okay.
You know, it's that we can't perceive in your music in general.
Okay, well, maybe it's because I left my hometown when I was 16, and then after that I was studying alone in a city that I don't know. Then I moved to another city that I don't know. So I see my parents or my friends sometimes, but because I travel, it happens rarely. And then the more I travel, the more friends I have in different places, but it's impossible to see everybody at one time. So this influence that you feel some loneliness feeling, I don't know.
Okay. We are just discussing on it, of course. You know, it's just a doubt that I personally had, but I wanted to clear it up with you.
Okay.
It's just this.
Okay.
Just because we were talking about the travel. From your Instagram account, I have seen, in fact, that you seemingly have traveled very much, especially maybe in South America. Not yet?
No, this is my dream to go to Peru.
Okay.
But from further countries, I was only in Thailand, and a little bit in Cambodia, and a little bit in Vietnam.
Oh, okay. There. So
and also Jordania.
Hmm. But the question, so I get to the point
okay.
Now. Well, how these journeys have inspired your writing style or your playing style?
Style or the meaning of the songs?
This is inside this argument as well.
Okay, because I have one song about traveling. It's about Paris and Amsterdam, but I wrote it a long time ago when I went first time to travel. So it was something new for me, and so I wanted to see Paris, but then I was disappointed and I wrote the song. But now, because I travel a lot, there is, and I like to write songs when, you know, you have inspiration, but because you travel and you have a lot of things happening that you cannot really process quickly, and then you cannot always have the time to sit down and maybe write a song to think. So now I write songs more rarely because I travel so.
Oh yeah.
Often.
So you have to travel a lot, so you don't have that much time to to write.
Yes.
You mean, yeah. But what do you play exactly? What do you play as instrument?
Ah, ukulele. Mm-hmm. Also a piano, but when I travel it's impossible.
Oh yeah, of course.
So now ukulele and also a few songs on kalimba, which is an African instrument.
Mm, how does it work?
The instrument?
Yeah.
Ah, so it's a small one from wood with iron sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a music box, if you know, like this, that you put to the when you go to sleep, this sound, and it sounds
like a carry-on?
Like what?
Does it look like a carry-on?
I don't know what is carry-on.
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 Yeah. So, don't you know that... that item that plays the
same melody.
Yeah, the melody.
Yes, so it sounds a little bit like that.
Okay, there.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, then. Well, another sensation that I personally had is that you like sharing music with the people. So, what is your personal meaning of the expression sharing music with the people? So what is sharing the music to you, the concept of sharing music to you? Is it complicated to answer?
Wait, I think.
So what are the emotions that you want to give your audience when you are at live shows or in your songs in general?
Oh, okay, so I think that the best is if people listen and, for example, sometimes it happens that people had not a nice day. And then they tell me afterwards that while listening to the music, it made their day because something, I don't know, happened, not nice. But then they were relaxed and maybe had a better mood because of that. So I think when you can make a mood change in the people, it's very nice. So this is a good way to share the music. And also, so for me, for example, also if you can cause some emotions, for example with sad songs, if a person listens and then the lyrics or a melody connects with their soul and then they have something to think about, this is a very nice way to, you know, listen to music, not just to the sounds, but when you have something to think about as well.
Good point. Well, so what are the next stages of your journey after Padova?
Oh, I have a 1 month tour in Italy, and in total it's 20 concerts. So after Padova, I go to Chiaravalle, which is near Ancona. After that, I have a concert in Cesena, then in Ravenna, and then a lot of concerts going south.
Okay.
So the last concert will be in Napoli.
Oh, wow.
And first one was in Sardinia.
Ooh, so how did you get to Sardinia? It's so far away.
It was actually very easy. I had a flight from Kiev to Bratislava, and next morning from Bratislava to Alghero.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So, well, many thanks for your interview. It was very nice to have a talk to you. Just, you know, it's the occasion itself is very particular because it's just before the live show. So we give you the time to get prepared to your concert, so you can have a little bit rest.
Okay.
And many thanks for speaking to us. I would like to remember our audience and your fans, in that case, that they might listen to this interview on our website, so www.sherwood.it, and we are also sharing this interview on our social medias of our fan page, of course, which is Indica_Sherwood on Instagram, and on Facebook, just Indica. So it is for you as well. But we, by the way, we will give you the interview in any way. So, many thanks again. I am Salvatore, and here we have...
Jerry Springle.
Many thanks again, and have a nice concert.
Thank you.
Radio Sherwood, la migliore alternativa.